boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
If you're like a really, really, important adult and you've got your life together, you know what day it is. It's text day.
Text day.
Woo! If you don't have your life together, like me,
it's a really rough day. Right? I don't know. Yeah.
No, remember when we talked to last, it was on Friday, I told you that I had texted my dad and I said, hey, dad, you going to do my taxes for me?
Yeah. And he was proud of you because it was
4 days.
Earlier than normal.
Oh, yeah. Normally it's like the day before, maybe 2 days before if he's lucky.
Oh, boy, was he lucky this year.
Well, that's the problem, Taylor. I reached out 4 days before.
Okay.
I just asked, can you do it? However, he didn't get the paperwork from me until 11 p.m. last night.
Oh, my God.
So we were texting at like 11:15, 11:30 about like, what does my tax document say on them?
And they're due, what, 11:59 tonight?
Yeah. So, I mean, I got it done like 24 hours in advance. Why are you looking at me weird?
Well, I'm just like, was he happy about that? That you were bothering him that late at night?
And dude, he was annoying me because my phone kept going ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, I'm trying to sleep, father.
Oh, you have no room. You have no room to do that.
Well, now that I think about it, I lied to you technically. I didn't do my taxes yesterday because I was like, oh, I did them like 24 hours in advance.
Yeah.
That was a lie. Like, I had sent my dad all the documents around 11 last night and he started it, but I did fall asleep on him. So then I couldn't answer all of his questions. I chose sleep over taxes, okay? The government can wait. Don't tell the government I said that.
You won't sleep so good in jail.
You know what? I probably would, you know? Anyways, so I chose sleep. So then today, he finally got to finish it after asking me more questions, my taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
So I got them done around, technically, when he filed them, like around 1 p.m.
Oh, my God.
Cutting it close. Well, they're done.
Yeah, you definitely are cutting it close. I can't live my life like that. I am like you, though, and have my dad
do your taxes.
My daddy do my taxes because I don't know how. But he's on me like 2 months ago about all that stuff. Now, what I have been avoiding is knowing when the tax return hits. Because I hear everybody like, oh, has that money hit? Like, I'm watching my account because it'll be really nice for spring break or whatever it was. I don't want to know. I want to live in oblivion because I will spend that stupidly.
Oh.
Even if it's $25, I'm like, oh, $25.
Imagine all the coffee, the large coffees and the creamers.
I'm going to get oat milk for an extra 25 cents. I deserve it.
Oh, add Cool Whip. Add the whip to it.
Yep. So it's best. I do not know. And I don't think I'll ever know if it hit my bank account.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know it's Monday. Maybe you're feeling a little down, a little unmotivated. However, there is a TikTok theory that I think is going to make you feel a lot better about where you're at in your life right now.
Oh, I'm here to hear that.
Okay, so I keep seeing people talk about what they call the April theory, and this is a little explanation of what that is.
April theory is when life starts to get good. Spring is starting in April, the weather gets nicer, energy just shifts. I don't know about you guys, but I felt it. So if you've been feeling really stagnant in life, trust me, this is the month when things are gonna get really good for you. Things are warming up just in time for summer. This is when the little buds on the trees come. January, February, and March was all preparation for what is about to happen in April.
Okay, so this is a good thing, everybody. Because obviously you come down from the holidays in December. January always feels like it's 5,000 years long.
Yeah.
And then same with February and then March. It's like, oh, we just want to be outside. So now everybody's saying this April theory is like, okay, now you're going to feel the switch,
right,
the turnaround. And I'm not going to lie, I felt that this weekend. I think it's the weather, but I am not kidding. Everywhere that I went out in public, specifically the grocery store, as I was walking out, the people in front of me literally went, ah, who
who does that after grocery shopping? Willingly, seriously.
Most of the time I'm like, oh God, right. I just spent $200.
But walking out into the sunshine, these people were like, ah, like this is so nice and a privilege. So I feel pretty good knowing that things are looking up.
I don't think I've hit April theory just yet. I think I will either maybe this weekend or maybe next weekend. Because I feel like we're getting real close. I got a whole new hairdo this weekend. But like I'm still in the moving process, you know. And I think that's kind of putting a damper on things. When I get moved, then I think the new glam destiny is going to be there.
But I think what's important about April theory is that it's not an immediate switch. It's the turn from like going downhill to uphill. So maybe you're on your way as long as, you know, things don't get worse.
Man, it's a long road trip then. Bring some snacks.
Yeah, I'm going to need some snacks.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I think I may have made the worst mistake of my entire life this weekend.
Dude, the drama never ends. What was it?
You're not wrong. Okay, I told you on Friday that I was thinking about maybe getting bangs.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, maybe don't.
Well, yeah, because I feel like any good friend is going to be like, okay, not that it's going to look bad, but we all know the maintenance of bangs.
Yes.
And you end up hating them after a week. They grow into your eyeballs. So that's why I said it.
Okay. So I have been wanting bangs for like a year to a year and a half now. And I feel like if I just never do it one time, I'm just going to always want it. So I need to do it one time and get over it, right? So I told my hairstylist, I will hate myself and I won't hate you if this goes bad. So I got bangs. Now, I'm not going to lie. There are moments that I absolutely love them and I think I look cute. And then there are other moments that I'm like, oh my God. I look like that. Is it Lord Farquaad
Shrek? Lord Farquaad from Shrek.
Swear to God, I look like
that. Dude, I get that.
So I'm just like, I'm struggling. And so it's like, there are moments that I do think I look cute. Like when it's up in a ponytail, I'm like, oh my God, Taylor Swift? Hello.
Oh, okay.
And then there are other moments I see myself in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, I'm that guy from Shrek.
Yeah.
Ew.
Okay.
So I've been having some moments of like insecurity, you know? So I asked neighbor man, I'm like, hey, what do you think of the bangs? Do you like them? What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you look cute. You look really cute. And I'm like, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? Do you sure I look cute? So I keep asking him if he thinks I look cute, like to the point that I think he's getting a little annoyed.
Well, yeah, because like, what do you expect, I guess? I did the same thing. I had really, really long hair and then I chopped it off above my shoulders and I did the same thing to my boyfriend where he knew I was going to do it. And even leading up to it, I was like, are you going to hate me? Am I going to be ugly? And every time he's like, dude, do what you want. Like, that's not going to change my opinion.
Right.
Go cut your hair if that's what you want to do. And then I cut it. And then for the like 2 weeks following, it was, do you think I'm ugly? do you still love me?
Do you still love me? That's what I was like. Do you still love me? Do you like me? Well, he's like, dude, if you were bald, I'd still think you're cute. I was like, uh-uh.
No,
you wouldn't. And he's like, if you were a worm. I'm like, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
I mean, that is quite the step from bangs to bald to worm.
You know that when your girl comes home from the salon, every single time she's going to be like, honey, what do you think? Is it pretty? Do you like it? Do you still love me?
Okay, I don't sound like that, but I do that.
You do that, though. I definitely do that every single time. I'll raise my hand. Yeah, that's me.
Well, and you just got bangs, so I can only imagine that you are
absolutely annoying right now.
Haven't even touched the surface of how many times you're going to ask that.
Oh, 100%. Well, I got bangs yesterday, and honestly, I've had bangs before in my life, but this is the like way different type of bangs. Like, I've never had bangs like this before ever in my life, so I'm a little like, I don't know, uneasy. I don't know if I love them yet. I don't know if I hate them. I'm really like, I'm unsure.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been asking neighbor man. I'm like, do you like them? Do you think I'm cute? Do you still like me? Am I so pretty?
Which, yeah, I do that too. And I think the reason I personally do it, and not to like put myself on blast, but I always have that thought in the back of my mind. I've heard people say this before, that your significant other falls in love with the version of you that you looked like when they met you.
Oh my God. Why are you ruining things
for
me?
I'm sorry. That's what's in the back of my head. So I'm like, oh my God, he met me with long hair. And I chop my hair off.
He doesn't love me anymore.
I just want to know, like, this isn't going to be the reason that you're going to dump me.
Oh my God, you just ruined it for me.
I'm sorry. So okay. I'm going to keep asking.
Well, I didn't even think about that. The reason I'm asking is because I am completely unsure. Like, I don't know if I like it. Mm-hmm. And I need you to help me get on boat of whether or not I like it or I don't like it.
But do you really even listen, or are you just like, he's lying?
I do think he's lying half the time. Like, he's telling me, I think they look cute or whatever. I don't believe you at all. I think you're lying to me. Uh-huh. And I'm hoping you're going to change your vote or your opinion, but it's gonna hurt my feelings if you do. I don't want him to be like, oh, no, just kidding, I actually don't like him. That's gonna hurt my feelings. But I'm testing you. I'm seeing if you're gonna change your opinion, because I want to know if you've been lying to me this whole time.
So what? I can't.
It's a little there's game.
It's a lose-lose. Nobody wins.
That's why I do it. Okay. Because I messed up.
Definitely.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, it's a weird Taylor Window Update because I kicked her out of the studio.
I'm outside.
Why? What are you doing out there?
Okay, well, because I took a little peek before and noticed. Okay, so if you remember last week, I was really excited because we have 3 new trees at Z102.9, and to my surprise, I looked out about 5 minutes ago, and we have a 4th tree about to be planted.
That's awesome.
So, what I'm staring at, I'm by the road right now, I'm okay, but there's a hole, there's a hole that just, we watched it get, like, dug up, I guess, drilled, I don't know, and it's not as deep as I thought it would be.
Well, how deep is the hole? What do you see in the hole?
Well, dirt, some rocks, and some grass. It's like maybe 2 feet deep. Oh my God, the guy's coming back. What do I do?
I think
I'm
you
so shy now because I think.
Oh, the guy who buried the hole is coming back.
Okay, I think you that's stand there and you me because this tree. You is about to get planted.
Yep, I think you run because
I think I'm.
This is embarrassing now.
I'm signing off because I just got stage fright. But we do have a new tree.
What are you naming it?
Justin Treber.
You should be absolutely ashamed of yourself.
Dude, I'm the biggest loser in the building right now. I'm horrified.
Okay, we had this brilliant idea. Taylor was going to do her Taylor Window Update live outside because we have a new tree that was getting planted. This guy just came around with, I don't know, would you call it a bobcat kind of thing?
I don't know.
It's a machinery
giant,
of short.
A giant
of sort.
Drill.
Yeah, and he just buried a hole, and you were going to go tell me what's inside that hole, and it were. Why the tree wasn't planted inside it. As you were doing your Taylor Window Update, the guy drives by again, like, what is she doing with my hole?
Yeah. So I, like, literally ran away because I get embarrassed really easily. And he drove past me, and I'm like, okay, he's driving past because I'm standing here, and I'm in his way, and I look so stupid right now. What do you know? I come back inside, turn around, look out the window. He had looped around to come back.
To make sure you didn't mess
hole.
With his hole.
Yes. And like he was on his phone. What if he's calling his boss? What if he's reporting me to the city? I swear I was not up to no good. I was just looking at it. And now
he
I'm,
just wanted to know what's inside it.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Because
he did not look happy. He looked like he thought you did something with it, but you didn't.
I didn't. I swear I was just looking. That's it. Oh, God. I'm never going outside again.
I wouldn't. All for the Taylor Window Update.
The things I do.
What does your partner spend a lot of money on that you just don't understand why?
Makes me want to say, don't even get me started. But we're getting you started today.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. I'm bringing this up and I'm getting it started because this weekend I got my hair done. Mm-hmm. And I know it's kind of like a pricey, like, you know, experience.
But it is.
This weekend was like the most priciest experience. This ever.
Well, you go blonde, which is immediately more expensive, mm-hmm. and then you add color to your hair, which I'm guessing adds to it.
Uh-huh. And then you got cut on top of that as well. So when you rack up all of that, it's $300.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
I know. And then when I came home and I told neighbor man, he was like, what?
Well, yeah, that I feel like guys are like, I get my hair cut for $15. What are you talking about?
He started breaking it down. He's like, do you know how much of an hour's work that is? Like, how many hours you have to work to pay for that hair? Yeah, I was like, no, I know.
Thank you for making me think of it that way.
Sometimes we gotta hide things from our significant other because if they knew how much money we spent on it, they would be asking themselves and they would be saying, why does my partner spend so much money on this? I just don't understand.
Yep. We all have those things. I know there's things that I would probably spend too much money on that he's like, not dear again. Lord. But I also have those things. We want to hear from you, though. What does your partner spend way too much money on that you just don't get? For me, I will never understand the amount of money that goes into golf. I'm sorry. I just don't get it. I know it's a hobby, and I'm really happy
that he has one.
That he gets to go out when it's nice outside and spend time with the boys or whatever. But it's an expensive hobby on so many different levels because...
You'll have to tell me because I really don't know much about golf.
I don't either, but what I know is through him, really.
Okay.
So when he's like, yeah, I'm going to, like, I played 9 holes, 18 holes. Sometimes it's like $80, $60. I mean, it depends where you go, right?
Hold up. Do you also pay a membership to that club on top of the $80?
No, I don't think so. I think that's a one-time thing. But memberships are expensive, too. Again, where you're at, it depends. So that alone is expensive. Then you've got your equipment, like your clubs and such, the balls, the tees, the all of the things.
Oh, you're right.
And he often...
Can't you just use one club?
Nope. I do know you can't do that.
Why?
Because I don't think that's how it works. Oh, yeah, you'd probably be really bad. But he's mentioned me a couple times, like, oh, it's time for me to, like, it's about that time that I need to get a new set of golf clubs. And me being like, oh my gosh, would that be a good gift idea? No, they are so expensive. I cannot support it. I'm sorry.
Remember when we said you could roast your significant other to us?
Yes.
Oh, man. Seth is doing just that. Roasting their significant other. We asked you, what does your partner spend a lot of money on that you just don't understand? But Seth texted in and said, Timu. Or is it Timu? What did they end up saying on their Super Bowl commercial?
I still say Timu.
Well, my girlfriend always buys off of them, and she is now expecting 9 different deliveries with a total of 43 items. Seth, right there, you could open a store.
Well, he said he doesn't get it, so that's fine. I guess you don't have to get it. Libby, what is your significant other buy that you don't understand?
So this is not a physical item, but my husband is an avid gamer and he loves to spend money on Madden specifically, which is a football game. And he likes to spend money to buy cards to improve his team until the next game comes out every August. And I don't get it.
I am right there with you, Libby. My boyfriend spends real money on Bingo, an app for Bingo.
On his phone?
On his phone. He puts real live money that he
works
for.
Does he win money back?
Yes, but is he really winning if he's continuously putting...
How much money is he putting in Bingo?
I don't know. I don't ask because...
Bingo?
He's pretty good at it, which helps, but...
Why doesn't he go to like a country club?
I don't know. I have a lot of questions. I'm never going to understand it, I don't think.
Well, Elizabeth texted in and also doesn't understand why... her significant other spends money on Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Ooh. He has so many, he could open a store with his inventory.
I could see.
I don't even know what those are.
It's kind of like Pokemon, I do believe.
I don't even understand. You don't get it. I'm with you, Elizabeth.
Morgan, what about your significant other?
Currently, his lawnmower.
What, like on repairs or what do you mean?
No, he's rebuilding it. And, like, getting it all repainted or powder-coated, I guess. But he spent entirely too much money on his lawnmower.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.